Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Let's talk to Mike Ingram. He's the Chief Market Strategist for WH Ireland. Very good morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Lewis.
Right, you sent me a list of notes to cover this morning. Let's kick off with the US dollar. In the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, 2017 was a major surprise. For many, the consensus at the start of last year was that the dollar would appreciate further on the back of the Fed at last delivering on the dot plot, which it did. But if you look at the dollar index, we were down by about 10% during the course of 2017. And that weakness has continued into the new year. If anything, it's actually accelerated. And we're down on the dollar index by another 3% already. And we're only 4 weeks into 2018. Now, I mentioned trade. The reason I mentioned trade is this last lurch down is very much down to comments that came from the US Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, and also the US Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. And they both came out and said, we would like to see a weaker dollar. And that's the first time that certainly any Treasury Secretary's come out and just said that forthright since 1993. The mantra has been for the last 20-odd years, we believe in a strong dollar, we believe in a strong dollar, even when they don't really believe in a strong dollar. So the market was a bit shocked by that. It caused the markets to lurch down, and you probably saw it did rattle equity markets midweek last week. Thursday, we did see attempts by Trump and also Steve Mnuchin himself to row back a little bit on those statements. I mean, Mnuchin said, this was taken out of context. Absolutely wasn't. Mm-hmm. Absolutely wasn't. But, I mean, it really set us up for quite an interesting week because, of course, we got the FOMC this week. It's Janet Yellen's swan song. She's gone at the end of the month. And it'd be interesting to see what they have to say in terms of the impact of a weaker dollar in inflation, because, again, all other things being equal, weaker dollar, higher imported inflation. The last beige book out from the US is pretty strong. The US fourth quarter GDP numbers, which we got a flash estimate of on Friday, was a little bit weaker than expected, but I think a lot of this is down to inventory adjustments. And you look at final domestic demand, indicating where domestic inflationary pressure might come from, that was actually quite an elevated level, higher since 2014. So, to come back to your original question about the dot plot, currently it's 3. As I said, if it has to be anything other than 3, it's probably going to be 4. Now, the question then, I suppose, becomes at what point in time do investors get fed up with pummeling the dollar? I would have thought it'd be quite close, but, it's overshot where I thought it might go already this year. One thing that also the market's certainly going to be keeping an eye on to the downside are the Treasury's plans in terms of its debt management over the course of the year. Because, of course, on the back of these tax cuts, which boosted equity markets at the end of last year and into 2018, it also means the amount of issuance, the amount that the US Treasury needs to issue in terms of debt on a net basis is going to increase substantially. It might even be $1 trillion this year. So, that's a lot for the market to digest. But, all these things tend to bias rates higher, and you'd have to say, you look at that 10-year rate, it's
ticking up, isn't it?
It is ticking up. It's not exploding, but it is ticking up. And one thing that I pointed out before is, despite gradually increasing rates, if you look at indicators such as the MOVE index, which is really the bond market, US bond market equivalent of the VIX. It looks at implied volatility across the US Treasury slip. That's been quite low. So even though bond yields have been rising, as far as the market's concerned, it's been a relatively orderly rise. You have, however, largely on the back of some of these comments, seen an increase in, obviously, FX vol in the first round. But in the second round, you've seen an increase in bond market volatility. And, and that puts the market actually in quite a fragile footing. And, maybe the bond market has got the power to surprise after all.
To wrap up, okay, equity markets, higher or lower year-end 2018 from where we are now?
Well, our view at the moment is we're quite constructive on equity markets. So, corporate earnings are still moving ahead.
Yep.
You are seeing, obviously, an uptick in global economic growth. It's relatively coordinated. It's something the IMF, it's a lagging indicator. You know, I was expecting those upgrades last week. So that is a tailwind, and also QE is a bit of a tailwind. Yeah, although not to the same extent that we've seen over the course of 2016, 2017. Yeah. So, there are a lot of things in favour of pushing these asset markets higher. Part of the answer to that is how bond markets behave, because if we see a disorderly fallout in the bond market, it's quite likely that's actually going to negatively impact the stock market. I'm just thinking it might be a year of two halves. I'm not quite sure. One thing's for sure, you certainly can't extrapolate the performance we've seen thus far this year. I know it's only 4 weeks into year end. You cannot keep having these sort of gains because, frankly, the fundamentals aren't there. But as I say, there are some fundamental tailwinds to support risk assets.
Mike Ingram, as always, pleasure. Thank you.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.